Welcome to the course, Quality of Life, Success, and the Subconscious on Listenable. Lesson number one, Quality of Life, Success, and the Subconscious, an Introduction. I'm James H. Carpenter Barnes. I have a PhD in philosophy and religious studies, and I've been teaching spiritual life principles for well over 30 years. I'm a published best-selling author and public speaker, podcast host, and co-founder of an organization called Life Imagined, based in the Chicagoland area. I've made it my life's work to teach spiritual principles, inspiring audiences, both large and small, to seek and to find the extraordinary life each of us has the potential to live. 38 years ago, I dropped out as a pre-med student at DePaul University to play music. This led to drug use and a destructive lifestyle. Eventually, I wound up homeless, living in a car, and sleeping in several different locations along Chicago's lakefront each and every night. I now live in a beautiful, spacious home, have a beautiful family, and have a life of balanced prosperity, spiritually, materially, and financially. I discovered that I could dictate the direction of my life through the intentional use of my thoughts, my emotions, and my words. That's right. I saw that what I think, what I feel, and what I speak determined what I believed, and what I believed is what I was able to conceive each and every time. Henry Ford said, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." Using these principles, I went back to school. I got my degree in theology, graduating with a 4.0 GPA. I then decided to go into computer programming because in the early 90s, the computer industry was beginning to open up. Personal computers were being released, and it was a huge, huge market at that time. So anyway, I graduated with a 4.0 grade point average, even after I failed my first two or three exams. I barely qualified to get into the program. Norman Vincent Peale said, four things for success: work and pray, think and believe. Using these four things, I went from being unemployed to having job offers from two large organizations. But you know, I wanted more, so I decided to get involved in real estate finance. I originated loans for several years. Then I launched my own commercial mortgage company. Then I established new relationships and I began purchasing real estate, rental property, and trading properties. I did this successfully while working full-time on my other job. In this course, you will learn how to inspire, direct, and feed the subconscious mind what it needs to enable you to create successful intentionality spiritually, materially, and financially. You can become a ruler in the kingdom within yourself. That's right. We each have a kingdom within ourselves that we are to be rulers and to have dominion over. Through this course, you will learn through the subconscious how to increase your IQ, how to increase your ability to influence for good, how to increase your problem-solving ability, as well as your creativity and intuition. It all depends on your desire, your belief, and your expectations. The topics for our class will include the law of consciousness, the role of the conscious and subconscious mind. This segment is broken down into three individual classes, each one covering a different role or a different aspect or a different approach to the conscious and the subconscious mind and the interaction between these two areas of our consciousness. And then we're going to deal with achieving heart-mind coherence. Achieving heart-mind coherence is powerful for being able to accomplish personal unity. To have personal unity means that we are able to have our thoughts and our desires, our imaginations, and the things we feel that we need to do being aligned and the same. We're going to talk about the conflict that we often have within ourselves about the things we actually desire. And then we're going to talk about words dictate our destiny, parts one and part two. This is talking about the power of language, the importance of watching the words that you use and how your language and the language of other people can influence your life both positively and negatively. And we're going to talk about envisioning, seeing your objective from the beginning, and then seeing the end from the beginning. This is part one and part two of envisioning. Very powerful segment. And I'm going to provide tools to enable you to envision in several different ways, be you at work or at home or right before sleep. It's going to be powerful. And then the final section is the conclusion, where we summarize the content of each of the previous classes. This will serve as a method or a manner for you to be able to review the previous courses or previous class segments in one location. So you can, if you want to know about a certain thing, we're going to cover that in this segment. So you'll know I need to go to see part two of On the Law of Consciousness, or I need to see part two or part one of The Power of Personal Unity. So we're going to summarize everything in this conclusion segment. So in our next class session, we will begin teaching on the law of consciousness. This is where we're going to start. And we're going to share how it orchestrates the definitive roles of conscious and subconscious minds. When properly executed, this law can enable you to accomplish the things you sincerely desire in this life, both spiritually, materially, and financially. This is going to be a riveting, eye-opening journey. I'm excited about it, and I'm looking forward for you to join us in this next session. It's going to be amazing. I'll see you then.